When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Head on is up and rolling.
I am a maker.
Yes.
Voice is gone.
Movement.
Hands.
Magic.
Rings.
Love.
Face. Diamond.
I came from the people. They need to adore me. So Christian Dior me. From my head to my toes. I need to be dazzling. I want to be rain.
Well, if there's ever been a composer who is totally composed of star quality, as Elaine Page sings in Evita, it is Andrew Lloyd Webber. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. And today, Broadway to Main Street is going to go a little bit up across the pond to Charing Cross Road and to the West End and back to New York again several times, because this seems like a perfect moment, half a moment, as the song goes, it will, from Jeeves, to celebrate Andrew Lloyd Webber, who has made, as of, the first week of February, 2017, the phenomenal record of being the first composer ever to have four shows simultaneously on Broadway. That is quite an extraordinary achievement. And today we're going to go through all his musicals, or most of his musicals, and listen to some of the stuff that you may not know or hear it in versions you may not have heard before. I think he deserves a lot of credit for a very varied, arsenal of songs written from all times and tempos and contexts and stuff like that. And I hope you'll enjoy this tour through Lord Lloyd Webber's vast repertoire. Well, of course, his major lyricist starting out was Tim Rice. And in the late 60s, they wrote a little cantata for a boys' school based on the story of Joseph from the Bible, and it became, of course, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which eventually found its way to Broadway in the 1980s. Here is Donny Osmond, who played the lead variously on tour and around. And this song is quite a beautiful number. I don't think we've ever played Donny Osmond before, but the show also, interestingly, is the most produced school and amateur show in the world. So scoff if you will. But Any Dream Will Do, certainly as sung by Donny Osmond from the keyboard of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight.
Seem like someone else. I don't
That, of course, was Helen Reddy's rendition of the great ballad from Jesus Christ Superstar, I Don't Know How to Love Him. And you may not know that one as well as you may know the Yvonne Elliman version, which was from the concept album and then from the Broadway cast album. This was the pop hit version. I think it was the last highest charting song from a show that originated on stage ever. In 1971. So a little less, you lose the funk, but you get the Helen Reddy. So, of course, Jesus Christ Superstar is the project, because we're also talking about a concept album as well as a West End show and then a Broadway show that catapulted Andrew Lloyd Webber into the front ranks of composers in the 1970s, when his rock sound was very much desired of audiences and listeners everywhere. But what did he do? He's always such an interesting theatrical type. He decided to do a musical of the P.G. Wodehouse Jeeves and Wooster stories. Rice backed out, and his lyricist was the great comic playwright Alan Ayckbourn. And their show, Jeeves, opened on the West End in 75 and closed very quickly. Too bad. One of my favorite scores, and in many ways, for my money, some of the best stuff Andrew Lloyd Webber ever wrote. Here is from the cast album. It's an LP, because Lord Lloyd Webber will not let the album be released on CD. So, listeners, you get a very special glimpse of David Hemmings as Bertie Wooster singing When Love Arrives from Andrew Lloyd Webber's score to Jeeves.
When love arrives, it's hard to tell. He doesn't ring the front door bell. He doesn't wait politely in the hall or leave his card. He doesn't always wipe his feet. In fact, he's not at all discreet. He may not phone to warn you. He may call and means to stay. He may not come when you're expecting him to visit. But if he does, make sure he finds you home. Surrender now, for what's the use? And wave that friendly flag of truce. Just rush right out to greet him. Don't hesitate at all, dear. You'll bless the day that love rings your bell.
Ding, ding.
Hello.
Who's there?
It's love.
Come in.
Kiss, kiss.
When love arrives. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guess who?
Let's see. Close your eyes and lend an ear, for I suspect he's somewhere near, and that it's you that he has come to find.
Oh, Bertie dear.
So let him hold you tight and snug,
like kittens cuddled in a rug.
Oh, well, that's the sort of thing I had in mind.
Oh, look, my dear, each dandelion clock is very softly chiming to tell the flowers it's time to go to bed.
What's that she said?
I know this night can't be in vain. The stars shine in God's daisy chain. And even Mr. Moon's begun to snore.
Good grief. No more. Look softly now and close your eyes.
And will I get a big surprise?
What else do you think I'm doing all this for you, lovely thing, you? Just wait right here till love himself arrives. Wait here, just there, that's it. Don't move, stay put, eyes shut, that's it. La 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 la. What could a chap do without it? How would he get through without it? How would he stay true without the code of the Woosters? Another smooth and successful operation, say cheers.
David Hemmings from the cast album To Jeeves, 1975. While the next big Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice project was a behemoth of international proportions, Evita. And we heard a little of Elaine Page at the beginning of the show. He was very good at like finding people and making huge stars out of them. He had a kind of pop producer's ear. And of course, when Evita arrived in New York in 1979, it made stars not only out of Patti LuPone as Eva Perone, but Mandy Patinkin as well. Here is the waltz for Ava and Shay from Evita, Broadway version.
Tell me before I waltz out of your life, before turning my back on the past. Forgive my impertinent behavior, but how long do you think this pantomime can last? Tell me before I ride off in the sunset, there's one thing I never got clear. How can you claim you're our savior when those who oppose you are stepped on or cut up or simply disappear?
Tell me before you get onto your bus, before joining the forgotten brigade, how can one person like me say, alter the time-honored way the game is played? Tell me before you get onto your high horse just what you expect me to do. I don't care what the bourgeoisie say, I'm not in business for them, but to give all my descamisados a magical moment or two.
There is evil, ever around the good men, don't system of government quite incidental.
So what are my chances of honest advances? I'd say low, better to win by admitting my sin than to lose with a halo.
Tell me before I seek worthier pastures and thereby restore self-esteem. How can you be so short-sighted to look never further than this week or next week, to have no impossible dream?
Allow me to help you slink off to the sidelines. I'll pay your fare, give three cheers. But first, Emmy would be delighted to witness me tackle the world's greatest problems, from war to pollution, no hope of solution, even if I live for 100 years.
There is evil ever around the men, just the span of government quite incidental.
So go, if you're able, to somewhere unstable and stay there. Whip up your hate in some tottering state, but not here, dear. Is that clear, dear?
Thank you.
Well, if you had just composed a historical epic the way Andrew Lloyd Webber did, what would you do next? Would you go back and do a 70-minute one-woman concert? Well, that's exactly what he did with lyricist Don Black for British television. He did a show called Tell Me on a Sunday for a British performer I adore. I think she had played Ava Perone in the matinees in the West End, I want to say, named Marty Webb. And she just kicks this song from Tell Me on a Sunday out of, what would you say, you can't say ballpark, out of the cricket park in British lingo. Here is Take That Look Off Your Face from Tell Me on a Sunday.
You must be mistaken. It couldn't have been. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants, and I'd know if he hadn't gone.
Take that look off your face.
Marty Webb from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tell Me on a Sunday. We are celebrating the extraordinary breadth of Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber's career today on Broadway to Main Street. And of course, in 1981, he found this book about, what are they called? Not dogs. Cats. That's what it is. Poems by T.S. Eliot, and set it to music. And it became an international blockbuster of unprecedented proportions. Here is from the original West End cast album of Cats.
Up, up, up. her memory. She is smiling alone in the lamplight. The withered leaves collect at my feet, and the
one of the most memorable riffs in stage musical history. That, of course, was Memory, sung by Barbra Streisand, who had a reasonable pop hit with it in 81 before the show came to New York. Well, the other big, obviously, superstar show, as it were, is Phantom of the Opera, which is still running. I mean, if you were born on the day it opened in New York in 1988 in January, you'd be what? Well, you'd be 28 years old. My goodness, you'd be old enough to play the Phantom of the Opera. Here is Michael Crawford and Sarah Brightman from the recording of the West End production of Phantom of the Opera.
That voice which calls to me. I've seen your face draw back in fear. I am the mask you wear.
It's me they hear.
My spirit and my voice in one combined.
The phantom of the opera is there.
That's when he says to himself, bring in the class. send in the crowns.
Tea!
Get me the crowns. Always in charge.
He's the sketches, signs them.
Making things right.
He redesigns them.
How generous he's been to underwrite the overwritten music of tonight. God, but he's rich.
Richer than me.
Lucky he never grew up, or where would we be?
Thank you, Circe.
Let's do this again. You're out of your mind.
Well, maybe next year.
Well, what would it be to celebrate Andrew Lloyd Webber without hearing the maestro himself? That, of course, was Andrew Lloyd Webber and Stephen Sondheim together weaving Send in the Clowns with Music of the Night in tribute to their friend and producer, Cameron McIntosh. Good laugh for musical theater types. Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber had a tough time. Who wouldn't? Catching up with those huge successes of the 1980s. Here's his last show of the 1980s, Aspects of Love, a great opening number to a show with a frequent collaborator, Michael Ball.
Love changes everything. Hands and faces, earth and sky. Love changes everything. How you live and how you die. Love can make the summer fly, or a night seem like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything. Now I tremble at your name. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Love changes everything. Days are longer, words mean more. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. Love will turn your world around, and that world will last forever. Yes, love changes everything. Brings you glory, brings you shame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Why did I go back to see her?
Alex, it's all in the past.
Off into the world we go, planning futures, shaping years. Love makes fools of everyone. All the rules
With one look, I can break your heart. With one look, I play every part. I can make your sad heart sing. With one look, you'll know all you need to know. With one smile, I'm the girl next door. For the love that you hungered for. When I speak it with my soul, I can play any role. No words can tell the stories my eyes tell. Watch me when I frown. You can't write that down. You know I'm right. It's there in black and white. When I look your way, you'll hear what I say. Yes, with one look, I put words to shame. Just one look sets the screen aflame. Silent music starts to play. One tear in my eye makes the whole world a cry. They'll forgive the past. They'll rejoice I've returned at last. To my people in the dark, still out there in the dark.
Glenn Close, Knocking 'Em Dead in Sunset Boulevard. Well, she's back on Broadway doing that now. She got a review in the Times today that, you know, the Glenn Close Appreciation Society all meeting together with a lot of bourbon couldn't have written a better review than that. Good for her. I saw Patti LuPone play it in London. She was the original Norma Desmond. She's sort of short, Patti LuPone, so when she came down the staircase, she sort of saw this little hat bobbing up and down. Anyway, that is the most recent success in terms of openings for Andrew Lloyd Webber. He still writes incredibly interesting stuff. This is School of Rock, which opened in 2015 and is actually a big old hit. Lyrics by Glenn Slater and performance by Alex Brightman. Sticking It to the Man from Andrew Lloyd Webber's latest School of Rock.
Stick it to the man. Break the rules again.
Wow, Andrew Lloyd Webber sure knows how to stick it to a rock beat. It's one of the most fascinating things about him is, I wouldn't say he followed the curve of popular music into Broadway. He practically created it single-handedly. You know, in the late 60s, everyone was wondering, where was Lennon and McCartney on Broadway? They needed another British invasion, this time from Andrew Lloyd Webber. And one of the great fun things about him, he never lost his rocker's charm or his rocker's enthusiasm with the beat. But he also had a great lyrical side. We highlighted some of the less famous, some of the quieter, some of the more rhapsodic songs from his canon today on Broadway to Main Street. We certainly raise a glass to him of, I'm sure, rare port, because he is quite a connoisseur of art and wine and all sorts of things, for being the first composer to have four shows playing concurrently on Broadway. What an achievement. Here is a song I just adore. I think it's as good as anything in West Side Story. Yes, I do. It's from a show called The Beautiful Game from 2000, lyrics by Ben Elton, a kind of West Side Story-esque mismatched romance revolving around the world of soccer. Maybe that's why it didn't come here. But what a beautiful song. He really never fails to surprise Andrew Lloyd Webber. And again, my great enthusiasm for his work, and I hope you enjoyed today. And here is Let Us Love in Peace by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.